mean, the only other caveat or subtext I would note is if auto transplant is on the table, you don't want to wait too long. Jonathan and I have a series in Press and Cancer where we looked in the post-rituximab era the value of auto transplant, because the vast majority of data is in the pre-rituximab transplant. And I think one of our concerns was, is it going to be like diffuse large B-cell where in patients relapsing off of rituximab, are they going to be bad actors and have less benefit from transplant? And I think the long story short was it looked similarly active, number one. Number two, we found two prognostic factors, not surprising, as have been shown in prior reports: age over 60 and more than three prior treatments. If you had either of those or both, auto transplant was not good. But if you had neither of those, in other words, less than age 60, less than three prior treatments, and had an auto transplant in the post-rituximab era, your overall in PFS at beyond 5 years was over 80%. And this was the NCCN outcomes database, so it wasn't a prospective study, kind of a prospective cohort study, but pretty clean data set.